talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
There we go. Thank you guys for joining us back here today. I'm with Scott at the radio station on my first time operating the board.
Operating the board.
It's exciting.
It's hard, though. It's a lot of technical stuff here.
It is. It's a little confusing.
It'll drive you nuts. Now, so far in the category today for the Libro category, for the Large Neighbor's Pizza One Topping, we've got Lee, Ted, Judy Smith, and Judy Summers in the category. 7-4 in the competition. 740-383-9944. And the category is Things in a Library.
You're on, Chloe.
This is Judy Smith. I should have some tickets there for that safari thing.
Yep, you do.
When can I pick them up?
We're here till 1 today.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
There you go. Simple as that. Things found in a library. And by the way, Charlene, you've got Del Taco stuff here.
You're on.
I'm going to say, I think they have that Wi-Fi in the library.
No Wi-Fi on the list.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, we have Charlene's Del Taco $10 gift card and Del Taco beanie, which she can pick up till 1 o'clock today.
It's a nice looking beanie.
Yeah, well, they're very popular. And Judy Smith and her safari tickets. And this hour, we're going to give away a Large Neighbor's Pizza, one topping.
Neighbor's Pizza.
And the category is Things Found in a Library. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Lee, Ted, Judy Smith, and Judy Summers in the competition so far today.
What's your favorite pizza place, Scott?
In Marion?
Yeah.
I like Domino's. That probably is my favorite. Now, a lot of people really like Tubby's. Tubby's is not bad. So, yeah, probably in the... whichever one I'm in the mood for. Tubby's or Domino's.
I like Genova's the best.
Domino or Tubby's, though, you got to go pick up yourself.
Tubby's?
Yeah. They have no delivery.
I didn't know that. My mom used to. We haven't had Tubby's in a long time.
Now, Papa John's isn't bad either. And here's Pizza Hut.
You're on.
Let's say supplies like you find people with paper and pencils writing.
Nothing like that. Thank you.
No writing utensils on the list. The category is things found in a library.
We so far have books, computers, librarians, newspapers, and movies.
That's what we got, but we're looking for things found in a library. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. It is Veterans Day at the Marion County Fair. The rodeo's tonight at 7:30. The demo derby is tomorrow at 6:30. And that's the way the fair will wrap up.
How long is the demolition derby? Not the demolition derby. How long does the rodeo last?
I would guess till like 10.
You're on.
Membership cards.
No membership cards. Thank you, though.
No membership trips to the library. You don't even have to be a member of this library to go in and get a book.
It's probably like a take a book, leave a book. That's why it's just a pile of books on the floor.
Well, it's hard to find the library anyway because there's no light in the library. If you have to use the restroom, you got to go outside. It's probably not a very happy place.
I'd say not.
A very unhappy library, Libro. In the southern part.
What is Libro?
Library, in Spanish.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. bilingual program here today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So far, Lee, Ted, Judy Summers, and Judy Smith in the competition. Somebody's going to walk away today with a large one-topping neighbor's pizza. How about that?
Free things are always nice.
Now, did you intro yourself when you came on?
Not necessarily. I thank them for joining us back here again.
Well, see, you always got to tell them who you are. That's how you work on a good intro.
Okay.
Yeah. See, my intro already says who I am, so all I got to do is thank you.
Your whole like radio show is your name. Scott Spears Now Radio.
Well, it's Now with Scott Spears, I think. So you could host that, because it would be Now with Matt Morgan.
Yeah, I guess so.
So it does have a name.
Just Now.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, well, it's like, you know where that name came from? It came from, like, Today. The Today Show. You know, you're watching Today on NBC. So I figure that's because they've had different hosts over the years. So I thought, the show's happening now, so why not Now? You're listening to Now on WGH.
Fair enough.
But you could have different hosts than Now. I'm just the current.
You can't retire.
Well, that's not true.
Not allowed.
You can leave and go off into the sun. Uh-uh. Like, I can sing one of those songs as I'm going off into the sunset.
It'll be a sad day when you retire.
Oh, no, people won't even care.
People won't even care.
Yeah, they'll say, thank God he's gone.
I doubt it.
He was doing that for too long. You know how many hours? My gosh. Hour after hour after hour. 740-383-9944.
You're on, caller.
Yeah, does this library have any lights so you can read the books?
Not a darn one.
Yeah, no lights.
How do you think Matt's doing?
He's doing pretty good. He's a little bit hard to hear, but he's not coming across as loud as you.
I'm loud.
I mean, I think I'm doing pretty, like, I think I'm pretty loud right now, but apparently not.
I guess might I just have a microphone, too. Scott's always going to get the best microphone. You know that.
Well, I got Scott's microphone right now.
Really?
See how giving a man I am? I gave him my microphone.
Yeah, and you still sound better, don't you?
Well, it must just be the voice. It's the pipes.
Right.
Yeah, the microphone can pick his voice up better.
Now, you know, when I retire, nobody's going to care. So I'll just, it'll be like, oh, there he goes.
Well, they're going to put that microphone in, Smithsonian Institution.
That's right. I'll say, man, he wore that thing out. You got that right.
You didn't get the Wheel of Fortune thing, so.
No, I didn't get that Wheel of Fortune job, so I'm ticked off about that.
Well, you'll be staying in Marion now. You know, you would have moved to Marion if you got that job.
Yeah, well, now I got to stick around here for a little while. And these fair broadcasts have been real works of art, so, you know, it's been a time.
Yeah, I just wonder what kind of library these people got up where this list came from, but...
Two answers left to go!
Yeah, I just can't think of anything else that sounds reasonable. I could say reference books or something like that, but books has already been said.
Well, let's see. Give a hint as to what one of the answers might be.
So, they're kind of like books. They're just a lot shorter.
Encyclopedias?
Not encyclopedias.
Shorter reference than a book. Books? What?
Reference books?
No.
Dictionaries?
It would... How do I... A lot of people claim they have false information in them.
Almanacs?
Nope.
Man, I must be dumb or something.
Keep thinking. Maybe it'll come to you as soon as you hang up. You call right back.
Okay.
Thank you.
Things found in a library. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. That microphone right there will go to the Smithsonian as soon as I hang it up.
As soon as you retire.
Yeah, we'll have to clean that microphone up before it goes.
How about the Dewey Decimal System?
Nope, not on the list. Thank you.
Now, do you even know what the Dewey Decimal System is?
Because
you looked at me with like a blank stare at that point, like, what is this?
I have not an idea.
An old library thing.
You're on.
How about the information desk when you go in?
Nope, no information desk.
Very confusing library, to say the least. Not a lot of information in this library.
Just the books on the floor.
And these other things.
You're on, caller.
Yeah, I wasn't positive on one time I said magazines.
Yes, magazines is on the list.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
All right, we got magazines.
Yeah, one more left to go.
One more. Have you left the phone potted up? I can hear a chime in.
I did.
I heard a chime in the background. So you pick up those things after you've been here for a while. You don't even have to look.
I didn't even notice.
Have you given a time cue this hour?
I have not. It's currently 31 minutes past the hour.
There you go. Now you know where you are. Don't forget, we'll be broadcasting live from the fair tonight from 6 until 8, and then 8 to 10 here from the studio tonight, so don't miss any of that.
Be sure to come visit us at the fair. It'll be great. You're on, caller.
A book drop or a flag?
Nope, neither of those are on the list. Thank you.
I heard myself there. Did you hear me in the background?
No.
I was saying, give a time cue. Give a time cue.
You're on.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm going to say like a security guard or a police.
A no security guard.
Okay.
Thank you.
No security guard or policeman. Well, what's the hint on the last one?
Man. What do you think, Scott?
What is the last one? Let's take a look here.
You're on.
I'm pretty observant when I was in the library looking around, but not this observant, but I thought of something. How about pictures on the wall or pictures of famous people, presidents or whatever?
No pictures.
Does it pertain to reading material then? Are we going to narrow it down to that, or is it going to be
here's a good hint for you. It is reading material, and some of those pictures on the wall that you would see in the library, it would pertain to some of those people.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
See, that was a good hint, wasn't it?
I think so.
So it is reading material, and if you look at the pictures in the library, these reading materials might relate to some of those people.
Maybe.
Maybe. I think that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there you go. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
The best hint I could come up with was it's reading material that offers you information. And I was like, man, doesn't all reading material offer information?
I would hope so.
You're on. You're on.
How about a copier machine?
No copier. Thank you.
No copier on the list. You know, and I don't think my voice is any different here than it is in person.
Not really.
So it's just the way it is.
You're on.
I'm going to say, how about historical books?
Yeah, historical documents is the last one.
You got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, run that category down.
So the category all the way through is things you might find at a library. Books, computers, librarians, magazines, newspapers, movies, and historical documents.
And take a call.
I guess not. We don't have it.
All right, now give him a time cue.
It is currently 35 minutes past the hour. I'm joined with Scott Spears. And we have about 25 minutes left of the show.
And we've got a Neighbor's Pizza, large one topping, to give away. We'll be live from the fair tonight from 6 until 8. And then back here live from the studio tonight, 8 to 10. And we have a new category. Do we? Yeah, do that one. Do that last one. Oh, do you see the last one on the list down there?
Okay.
Yeah, this will be good. Brace yourself at home. Brace yourself. Here we go.
Another word people say for rear end.
Another word for rear end. Now, how many of these do we have?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 on the list.
And it's radio. Remember that. Other words for rear end. 6 in the category. Oh, this is a real humdinger. 740-383-9944. And here comes the first one. Rolling down the track.
You're on, caller.
I'll say butt.
Butt's number one.
Well.
Thank you.
Why not? Butt. Butt what? All right. Another word for rear end.
You're on.
Oh, I'll say fanny.
Fanny is not on the list.
Okay.
Thank you.
No fanny on the list. So you have to say it like that. Try that. No fanny on the list.
No fanny on the list. You're on.
I'm going to say bottom.
Yep. Bottom is number 5.
Okay, can you say the one that's... I don't know if it's a cuss word or not. It's 3 letters. It starts with an A.
Yeah? Well,
I'm not going to say it, but... I don't know if that's what or not. If you're allowed to say that.
I'll tell you, that is not on the list, because that's one of those dirty words. But there's something very close to that on the list. That is
okay,
not
I'll
a bad
think.
Word. Yeah, think on that
okay.
one.
Okay.
So nobody call in here and say that word.
We'll get it figured out.
We'll get it figured out.
You're on.
How about butt?
Butt was the first one said. Thank you.
So what do we got so far?
So far we have butt and bottom.
Butt and bottom. What a fun category.
You're on.
Derriere.
Derriere is number 4. Thank you.
Derriere. Number 4 on the list. So we've got half of them done.
Yeah.
See, people know other words for rear end.
When I first saw this list, I knew what derriere meant. It's been a long time since I've heard it.
I like people saying derriere.
You're on.
Does one start with a P?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
A P.
I have no idea.
I don't know what the P one would be. What's the word for rear end that starts with a P?
I'm not sure. Oh. You're on.
Okay, how about tush?
No tush on the list.
How about booty?
No booty.
That's a story of Matt's life. No booty. The whole thing.
The booty called, but nobody answered.
Oh, no. Watch out for your derriere.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
I knew this category would take a bad turn. I don't know what P. What is the? I'm trying to think that what it would be. The word for rear end that starts with a P.
Is Fanny spelled with an F, right?
If Fanny's an F.
See, that's what I thought.
Well, I don't know. What would it be? 7-4. Oh, go ahead.
You're on.
Your buttocks.
No buttocks on the list.
How often in life do you get to say no buttocks on the list?
This is a good one.
This is a good one. This is where you want to be on a Friday.
You're on.
I'm going to say backside.
Backside is number 3.
Hey, wait a second. What is the one with P?
Well, think about a cat.
A cat. Oh.
Yeah, I think I got it kind of wrong there, but that's the first thing that popped in.
I don't know that that's the rear end, but
I wasn't going to say it.
No,
I'm
that's
in trouble on the radio again.
You're fine. You're fine. You're good.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Well, you know, Some days are like that.
We got two more left to go on the list. You're on.
How about your rear?
No rear on the list.
So how many do we have left?
We have two. So far we have butt, backside, derriere, and bottom.
Butt, backside, derriere, and bottom. And two to go.
Two left to go.
All right. We've got Lee, Ted, Judy Summers, and Judy Smith in the competition here.
You're on, caller.
Well, we used to say hind end. Is that there?
Hind end.
Oh, hind end? No. No hind end.
Okay.
Sorry.
No hind end on the list.
Currently 41 minutes past the hour.
There you go. like a pro. Spears. That's right. 41 minutes past the hour.
Sorry. You're on, caller.
How about your hiney?
Hiney is number six.
How about your moneymaker?
No moneymaker on the list.
I thought that was funny.
Darn it.
Thank you.
So now we're down to one.
One to go.
You can give him the first letter on this one, because it's a little difficult.
The first letter on this one is A.
A, and it's not the one, A. Okay.
You're on, caller.
What about behind?
Behind is already... Oh, wait. There is no behind on the list.
There's no behind on the list.
Yep, the other one is backside.
Now, it begins with an A.
Begins with an A.
But it's not that one. Just remember that. 740-383-9944. Going to be giving a large one-topping neighbor's pizza away. Brilliant. We'll be at the fair tonight, 6 to 8. And back here at the studio tonight, live, 8 to 10. That's going to be a real humdinger tonight.
I think all of our shows are.
Oh, they really are. Last night, I'm still exhausted.
You're on, caller.
I'm about the anus.
No, no anus. Thank you.
Well, that was borderline. Ay, ay, ay. I guess that is in the rear, isn't it?
I guess so.
It is. Can't argue with that.
Well,
begins with an A. A is an apple. You know, what do you feel about this word?
I feel like it's a word that if... I feel like I'd hear Shrek talk. I feel like Shrek could say that word pretty well.
Right, well, there you go.
Shrek would be funny saying it.
You mean Sean?
Shrek.
Oh, Sean. I thought you were same thing.
Same thing. You're on, caller.
Yeah, I was detained there talking to somebody comes to the door. What are we on right now? What subject are we on now?
Another word people say for rear end.
And what do you got on that? Have you got any...
Yeah, so far we have butt, backside, derriere, bottom, and hiney. There's one left, and it starts with an A.
And it's not that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, and it's not the three-letter one.
A starts with A.
Starts with A.
Thanks.
Okay. Yep.
Thank you.
Got nervous there for a second. I was leaning back, relaxing there for a second, and I thought, oh, man, we're headed down a bad road there.
Almost 45 minutes past the hour.
We're going to be drawing for that large one-topping neighbor's pizza in about 14 minutes. 1 minute when we have 1 minute left to go. It's going to be exciting. Lee, Ted, Judy Smith, Judy Summers, all in the competition here today. 740-383-9944.
Lee has a lot of entries.
Lee's got a lot of entries. Ted's got a few.
He's got basically the entire first category.
He did, and Judy Smith has a couple. Judy Summers has quite a few.
You're on, caller.
I'll say it goes in my mouth, but is it austere? Something like that?
Not austere, but good. Good guess.
That's
not the austere.
That's an interesting word. Never heard it.
Well, you know, we're getting into that old Latin now. Austere. 740-383-9944.
Latin's neat.
Oh, I like forgotten language.
How about your a-hole?
He's talking to you, Matt. Go ahead.
No, not on the list. Thank you.
A-hole. Well, and that ain't the word.
You're on, Colin.
Yeah, how about your aching rear?
Not
aching,
on the list.
Aching rear, aching bottom. Is it a one word or two words?
It is one word, four letters long.
Four letters?
Yes, sir. Starts with eight. Or sorry, eight. It starts with A.
Alright. There went the phone.
Thank you.
740-383-9944 begins with A and is four letters long. Well, that kills a whole lot of thought on people's behalf.
Yeah. You're on.
Anterior.
No interior.
No interior. Good guess. We'll take anything at this point. We're running here.
Yeah?
Oh, I think you've done a great job.
Well, I appreciate it.
Hey, first time behind the driver's seat there. It's very difficult.
You're on, caller.
I'm with anal.
Nope, not on the list.
You're welcome. Did we have that one guessed before?
The other one was anus.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad we got both of them now. Four letters begins with the letter A.
Four letters begins with the letter A.
That's right. Large Neighbor's Pizza coming up here. 740-383-9944. Who's going to get it?
47 minutes past the hour.
There's only 13 minutes left before we give away that Large Neighbor's Pizza, and we'll be at the fair tonight, 6 to 8 for a live broadcast, and back here in the studio, 8 to 10 for the duration of the night.
You're on, caller.
How about a British arse?
Yes, that's the one.
You got it. Now, how do you think Matt's doing?
Pretty good, pretty well.
Yeah, not bad.
For a beginner, no. And he's better looking than the normal person.
Well, that's not a nice thing to say about Linda.
That's right, I have heard her.
Yeah, you heard Linda on this station. Now, you know, we got a whole thing going on here right now because you want that Large Neighbor's Pizza, right?
Yes.
Yes, it's very delicious. You've had one of those, haven't you?
Yes, and they're very good.
Very, very good. Now, yep. We got... I don't know. Do we have another category, Matt?
Nope. Not readily available.
Well, we're going to have to look one up here, so we're going to see what happens.
Oh, that'll be good.
Yeah, you have to jump in. Jump in quick. Get those entries right in.
Thanks.
Right, bye-bye. All right. So, what are we looking up here?
I'm just going to look up...
We're going to look up some kind of category. We'll just make them up.
Most popular board games.
Here we go. Most popular board games. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Most popular board games. All right. That's where we are. Now we're going to be giving away that large one-topping Neighbor's Pizza momentarily. Favorite board games. It's your shot to get in here. We've got Lee, Ted, Judy Summers, Judy Smith, and Jeff in the competition.
You're on, caller.
Monopoly.
Monopoly is number one.
Boy, that game can go on and on and on.
I know. I've played games of Monopoly that have lasted days. Like, yeah, like you gotta go to sleep and then wake up and finish the game tomorrow.
Oh, it's too much. Too much. There we go.
You're on, caller.
How about chess?
Chess would be number three.
Chess number three on the list. All right. Here we are. WGH. Oh, that phone thing's up again, isn't it?
Yep. I'll remember.
You're trying to multitask over there now. Now the pressure heats up.
I gotta make a new category real fast. Go ahead.
How about Clue?
Clue is not on the list.
Okay.
Clue not on the list.
Go ahead. You're on, caller.
Clue.
checkerboard.
Checkers not on the list. Thank you.
Checkers not on the list here today. Boy, it's getting busy over there now, isn't it? You're trying to give time cues, write down lists, turn up and down the thing, and talk into the mic, and answer the phone.
We'll get it figured out, Scott.
You're going to fall on your arse over there pretty soon.
You're on the phone.
You're on the phone? Okay. Boy, you should put a copyright on that right away. You're on the phone.
No. You're on calling. That's the one.
Sorry?
Sorry is not on the list.
Sorry.
Thank you.
No sorry on the list here today. My word. So what's the time?
It is currently 51 minutes past the hour.
51 minutes past the hour. Don't forget, tune in tonight. We've reconnected at the fair for whatever reason. 6 to 8, we'll be on live from the fair, and then back here in the studio, 8 to 10 tonight. So we'll get the full broadcast day in.
It's bound to be fantastic.
I think it'll be. I know Pastor Craig will be there. You'll be there. Sean Kraft will be there. I'll be there. Did we ever get any word on Emily?
I'll check with us. You're on, caller.
Hey, do you guys know anything about a Ouija board?
Ouija board is not on the list, but I don't like Ouija boards.
You don't like it? You played that? Yeah.
I've never messed with one, but see, I wouldn't say I'm superstitious. I just don't. If it was true and you talk to the dead, I don't know that I want to have the possibility of bringing a dead person into my home.
Okay, Carol's laughing at you, so you hang in there.
Thank you.
I don't know that you bring them into your home with a Ouija board.
So like, the whole thing. So like, on the Ouija board at the bottom of the board, there's a little thing that says goodbye. And if you don't say goodbye, the whole thing is they're just like stay in your house.
Oh, I don't need that.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I don't like people in my house living.
You're on, Colin.
Let's try life.
Life is not on the list.
Thank you.
No life on the list here today. You know, it's just one of those things. So far in the competition here, where we're going to be drawing, we've got Lee, Ted, Judy Summers, Judy Smith, and Jeff. Jeff needs to pick up the pace. He's the only one who does not have more than one entry into the competition here today, which we're about to wrap up here momentarily. I mean, you can win with one, but you want to get more in. That's for certain.
We have three games left to go.
Three games left to go. Three answers left to go.
You're on, caller.
What did Scott say? I have to repeat that. He don't want anybody in his house living.
Yeah, he said he doesn't even like people in his house living.
Yeah, remind me, when he opens the door, I'm not coming in then. They want to dead, right?
Well, I'm just going to get that Ouija board out and say goodbye.
Thank you.
See, I don't need a Ouija board to tell me to say goodbye. I just, goodbye. That's enough. People steal flower pots from me. I mean, it's a whole thing.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that you talked to that lady's mom.
Yes, and it's gone. It's a horrible thing, a tragedy. Tragedy that flower pot's... You know, and it's just... I can't even talk about it. It's a whole mess.
I can't believe somebody stole a flower pot.
I don't understand that. Why would you want a flower pot?
I don't know.
That's not like something a kid would steal.
You're on, caller.
That must be what happened to Angie then.
What's that?
She's no longer with the living? You don't like living people in your house?
No, no.
Just dead ones?
No, I don't mind. No, well, you know, I did have to tell Angie.
Okay,
you know,
that ain't sounding good. You're getting your tongue tied.
I was confused there. No, so
how would the police look at that when you can't talk?
No, I was confused of the question. What I was saying was that I don't want the dead in, and I don't want the living in. So, yes, at one point, I did have to tell Angie, amongst many other people in my life, that it's time to go, because this party's over.
Well, I'm just going to make sure she's not dead. I'm going to look at her.
Oh, no, she's alive. I saw her mother the other day. She's doing just fine.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Did it sound like a murder scene there or something? When people stop hosting the Friday night show, I do them in. That's what happens. Doing my co-host. Then I was with that ghost lady the other day. My gosh almighty.
Oh, we went to visit the...
Gypsy Queen.
Yeah, when we went to visit the Gypsy Queen, that's pretty dope.
For the rest of your life, when you're showing people Gypsy Queen, you'll think of me.
Yep, and I already have, like, somebody I'm going to take over there.
There you go. Tell them the story, just like I told it to you.
You're on, caller.
How about Battleship?
No Battleship. Thank you.
No Battleship. All right.
We are currently... at 56 past. We have 4 minutes left in the show.
Now remember to let me know at 59, because we got to do the drawing.
Alrighty.
We don't want to miss the drawing here today. Lee, Ted, Judy Summers, Judy Smith, and Jeff.
You're on, caller.
It really isn't officially on a board, but how about Scrabble?
Scrabble is there.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Scrabble on the list today.
Scrabble's a good game.
Not bad. You left that phone up again, didn't you?
I did.
that's the only mistake you're making at this point.
You're on, caller.
How about Operation?
No Operation on the list.
That's a good fun game.
I agree. Operation was fun.
I like Operation. Tonight, 6 to 8, tune us in. I think I fixed the whole connection issue, so you got to listen tonight, 6 to 8. We're going to be live from the fair and then back here in the studio, 8 to 10. Now, figure out how we are going to get from the fair to the studio in 15 minutes on a Friday night. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be, boy, that's going to be, that's going to be a trick.
It will be.
But we're going to do it.
Yep.
So far, I know it's Pastor Craig, you, Sean, me, and possibly somebody else.
I like Craig. He's pretty cool.
Yeah. Now, do we know anything about Emily?
Oh, right. It is currently 58, by the way.
58. Scott. Boy, you got a minute left to get in on this. 740-383-9944. Don't forget us tonight. Write it down on your calendar. Tune us in from the fair, 6 to 8, and then 8 to 10 here from the studio.
She said she's not sure. She doesn't know what she has planned for the day.
How late is this girl's plans?
I have no
idea. She's hung up.
You're on, caller.
Well, that question Scott has, how is he going to get from A to B that quick? Well, he knows the sheriff was obligated and give Mary Ellen Withrow transportation around the midway. So get a hold of the sheriff. He'll escort you right there.
There you go. All right, what's the time cue?
It is about 15 seconds until 59 past.
All right, well, we're going to do the drawing here momentarily. Now, take one more call and we'll do the drawing. One more guess.
You're on.
Is Scrabble a board game?
Scrabble was already said.
Oh, okay, I didn't hear that. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, what is the time cue?
It is now 59 past.
59 past. Okay, give me a number between 1... and 34 entries today.
Nice.
Now remember, this is for the large one-topping neighbor's pizza. All you have to do is call them. We'll give you and give them your name. Okay.
Let's go with 27.
27. 27 is one of our big entrants today, Judy Summers. Judy Summers, you get the large pizza. Call neighbor's pizza. Give them your name. That's all you have to do. You don't have to come here and pick up anything. All right. Tonight, we'll be at the fair. 6 to 8, live on the air. Don't forget to tune that in. And then 8 to 10, back here in the studio.
From Matthew Morgan and everybody else here at WWGH, thanks for joining us. Have a nice night, and enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you.
Are we there yet?
You're listening to WWGH.